Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So I asked you the question, do you think that the South African government is anti-Semitic? Taking a look at some of your messages, mind-bogglingly anti-Semitic, says Gail M. says, no, when it comes to anti-Semitism, we become oversensitive. They are against Israel's policies. Mark says, yes. And Kimmy says, how it's interesting to hear how the world's population is changing. We'll come back to that in a minute. And Mike Luber is saying, it was interesting that yesterday was International Holocaust Remembrance Day, and the same day that the unions protested local labor and restructuring issues at Clover as an Israel bottling company ownership problems, quoting Palestinian issues, example, land occupation. So, yep, this is what happens. Anton Lopez says, South African government anti-Semitic, a definite maybe. They are so split. Some parts, yes. Some parts, no. Well, let's ask an expert. Darren Bergman is the Shadow Minister of International Relations and Cooperation. Good morning. How are you? I haven't wished you all the best for 2022. We're still in January, so I think I'm still allowed to do that.
Yes, how are you?
I'm all right. Thank you. All the best for the year ahead. So, I mean, you play this juggling act all the time where you are working within government, seeing what's going on, fighting against certain issues. What is your observation? Is there a simple answer to the question, is the South African government anti-Semitic?
I think the question's wrong, and I think the question should actually be, is their behavior causing anti-Semitism? And I think then the answer would be yes.
Okay. And can you explain that further?
Well, between them and the EFF, it's almost a competition to see who can cause the biggest ruckus between, either the anti-Israel or anti-Zionist sentiments or the anti-Semitic sentiments. And, of course, with us, there's no distinguishment between the two. And that's the problem. So yesterday, a clear opportunity from the president, or at least the presidency, to say something. And it's not just about the Jews. Yes, we lost 6 million people in the Holocaust. But I've just climbed the flight of stairs and I'm trying to re-catch my breath here.
Yeah, don't worry.
But it's not just the 6 million Jews that perished in this horrible Holocaust. But there's of course many other people that wouldn't be in Africa today in this Holocaust. And it's all too easy with the education that we're getting. The stats are saying that one in three children now say that the Holocaust is being overused, is being over-exaggerated. And it's because we're not talking about it enough. We're not educating people enough about what's happening with it. And this is the repercussion.
But it was interesting in that if the government has the stance that we are not anti-Semitic, but we are anti-Israel, then surely yesterday would have been a magnificently simple time. And we've seen that all around the world, governments that and people who are anti-Israel, which we know is anti-Semitism as well. But this is the International Holocaust is the perfect time to be able to try and show that you're not. And yet the South African government missed the opportunity. Why do you think that is?
Well, exactly. We've often said that, the Palestinians never miss an opportunity to miss an opportunity. I think our government is doing exactly the same thing. They're becoming those that never miss an opportunity to miss an opportunity. And it's sad, because again, it's going to be left up to the international relations portfolio to bring it up and to say, why did we miss this opportunity? Is it that we don't believe in it? Is it something we don't celebrate? Well, not celebrate. Is it something we don't
commemorate?
Commemorate. Is it something that we don't, did it not happen? Is 6 million lives not significant enough? Are we not equal?
Doesn't that say less about the Holocaust and more about the regard with which they hold the South African Jewish community? The fact that they didn't care enough to commemorate it isn't really about the Holocaust, is it? Isn't it really about your local South African Jewish community who you should reach out to at a time like that, which is such an easy win, isn't it?
Well, this is it. I mean, we're in a time now where I think for ourselves as a community, we need to be showing leadership. So we have to also, you know, be in engagement with government to say, look, this is in our diary, this is what's coming up, and I'd hope that you would know as government this is coming up. Our people are very sensitive as to how they're being treated at the moment, you know, with our Alia figures being the highest they've ever been. You know, can you help us to allay any fears that there might be by playing your part? And we as community leadership will be doing as much to allay fears by playing our part. We need strong leadership on both sides, and we need to ensure, you know, that the community is feeling as secure as possible during these times. And if any of those three variables in the equation is insecure or not playing their part, you know, no one can be surprised if the Alia figures continue to rise. That's what you want to guard against, you know, because we live in a beautiful country that has great prospects if we can get everything working in the right order and we can get everyone singing off the same song sheet. What you need then is that, you know, everyone plays their part. And this is the problem, is that when you miss an opportunity like this, it doesn't send a great message to the community.
No, it doesn't. But if I understand you correctly, what you're saying is that the community, to some extent, through leadership structures, are responsible for making sure that government gets the right message about what is and what isn't important. We obviously don't know. I can't sit here and say that government didn't know or that the Board of Deputies didn't let them know about that. I don't have that knowledge in front of me. But I would imagine that given that it's an international day, it's commemorated by governments around the world and including the United Nations, is it the responsibility of the Jewish community to make sure that everything is diarized in the government calendar? And it might be. It might be.
Yeah, I don't want to say we're responsible, but I just want to say that we do have a careless government and we do have a shameful government, but we've got a very organized Jewish community.
Right.
So when you put the two together, there's a very good chance that one or two members of our Jewish community are going to be able to pass in the year or pass notes on the side to one of our careless members of the government to say, please don't forget this day. It's a very important day. It's definitely not the responsibility of our community to keep government on its toes and awake. But a message like that is so important. You know, when you've got people in red shirts and red overalls marching against Jewish sentiment and Israeli sentiment, sentiment in Sandton, and you've got other parties trying to play tricks at council meetings with the Middle East and trying to exploit voters' emotions on the Middle East issues in South Africa, when service delivery and hospitals and health issues and COVID should be an issue in South Africa, it's a good time for South African government to try to be leaders and, you know, to try to put whatever they can into restoring unity and to trying to, you know, restore order. Mm. And so there's a better chance of someone from the community being able to brief someone in government than someone in government trying to remember or trying to do the right thing, is what I'm saying. It's definitely not the responsibility, and I'm definitely not pointing fingers.
Right. So I guess the question is this careless on the part of government not mentioning or not addressing International Holocaust Day, or is it deliberate? What are your thoughts?
I'm going to be diplomatic here, and I'm going to say I hope that it's careless. The other answer would be
I think that's. I mean, I'm not really sure that's an answer. We all hope they were just careless.
Yeah, the other answer I think is just too expensive to to contemplate, because it wouldn't send out a very responsible message to the community. You know, I'd like to think that we still live in a free country that still affords us an opportunity to practice and feel free in our country. You know, especially with Cyril Ramaphosa as the president, who, you know, for all intent purposes, is still president, maybe on paper. So, you know, I don't want to speculate to the negative. You know, so I'm just hoping that, as I say, I'm hoping it's an oversight.
And just a typical sort of haphazard approach where government is really trying to sort their own.
I mean, I am going to follow it up. You may just be rest assured about that. I mean, it is something that's in my portfolio committee. I'm not going to let it go.
Kim is saying, Howard, you're being far too nice and too forgiving. Our government is completely anti-Semitic. They always have been. I'm not sure that is the case or not. I don't really know what the answer is. I think it's quite a complicated answer in truth. In my view on it is that the government is under tremendous pressure. They are also being led by the EFF, who are popularists and just take up any cause, see how it goes, and also it is great to divert attention away from the horror of their own creation, which is our own country. So I think that it is a complicated answer. Madeleine said, absolutely not careless. It is definitely deliberate. And Dee says, I believe that elements in our government are anti-Semitic, but also pragmatic, that they need us so that they try and hide behind it, protecting Palestinians. Just look at what happened with our ex-Chief Justice, saying that he, just for saying he supports Israel. And Martin says, could it be that they were simply unaware? And asking the question, is Darren objective in criticizing a government? Well, are any of us at all? I think that objectivity is a complete fallacy. Darren Bergman, thank you for your input. Thank you for fighting the fight that you do every single day on behalf of the country as a whole and on behalf of the Jewish community. It is 8:30. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.